Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wino News. Phnom Penh.
News. Breaking news.
Yes.
Health news.
Mm-hmm.
Not Hillary. No, it's not Hillary. And now breaking news. From the Nerve Center in Washington, D.C. Italy's highest court has ruled that... Can you say the M word for self gratification?
Yes.
Or can we not say that on our radio affiliate?
You can say it, but you can't be graphic about it. I mean, the act is
Italy's,
fine.
Italy's highest court has ruled that masturbation in public is not a crime.
Hmm.
As long as it is not conducted in the presence of minors. The decision came down from the Italian Supreme Court, La Corte di Cassazione, in the case of a 69-year-old man identified only as P.L., who was caught in Catania, a city on Sicily's east coast. The man was convicted in May of 2015 after he did that in front of students.
Oh, that's no good.
At the University of Catania campus, according to documents filed with the Supreme Court. The man was sentenced to 3 months in prison in order to pay a fine of 3,200, I guess it's euros or lira. I don't know. It's around $3,600.
Okay.
So I'm going to say maybe lira. I don't know. The defendant's lawyer appealed the case to the country's highest court, which ruled on the side of the accused in June, but only just made the decision public. Judges ruled that doing that in public, out of the presence of minors, is no longer deemed criminal conduct, due to a change in the law last year, which decriminalized the act. So if you're so inclined to that, I think that's wonderful. Get over
see
to
in Rome.
Italy. Yes. And it occurs to me that we have not had a visit from a certain member of our team for quite some time, and might be a very good idea to bring him in. Is my cousin from Italy...
Oh, it's been
is
a while.
Is he in the green room? Is Cousin Luigi... He is. Well, yes. Yes, Jennifer, open the door. Thank you. Thank you very much. Here we go.
Hey!
Hey! La, 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 la. Hey, bene, bene. Ravalino, Oscari.
Luigi!
A lot of people probably, you know what, if you haven't been listening for a long time, you might not know this gentleman.
Cousin Luigi from Italy, great to be with you.
Prego, prego, prego.
My English is better.
Yes, it's so good to see you.
Congratulations on the iTunes deal.
Oh, grazie, grazie, Oscarino. Congratulations on the Master of Business Administration.
Well done, well done.
I send you a big bottle of Chianti, the kind with the straw on the bottom, okay?
Oh, it's classic.
Hey, shut that music off. Jeez. Hey, Luis.
So how long have you been in town?
Just flew in over the weekend. Got a call from Lady Jennifer.
Oh, that's Mike's assistant.
Says, fly over. They want to talk to you about the law in Italy. So I read the story about the Supreme Court.
No, I forget. You know. I don't remember. You're a lawyer, right? You're an Italian lawyer?
Si, si.
Okay.
I study over there and I speak English over here. I love America, though.
Sure.
Love America. I know a lot of people pick on America. I love America.
Thank you,
it's
Luigi.
A great country.
Thank you
America.
So much.
America, the rent stays the same as before.
That's the Godfather.
Oh, Giorgio.
So are you staying with Mike?
Yes, I stay in the garage.
Oh, in the garage. You would think he would do better than that.
No room. It's small. Sure. Teeny tiny, tiny, minuscule. I live like a mouse. He live like a little bitty mouse in a mouse trap. In his room, I said, get a villa. Get a big villa. Mr. Romero, he looked at me and said, Luigi, things are not
the way they were before. Got to live in a smaller house. Teeny tiny house. As a matter of fact, the way things are going, the house will get smaller. Yes, things not to go well.
No.
Oh, very sorry about Harry, Chrissy Yoko.
And also, yes. This is probably the first time in years you've seen your, what would he be, your second cousin, little Michael.
Oh, there's a bambolina. He's such a good boy. He's a good bigger boy. Yes. He's growing up to be a lady killer, like a Luigi. Eh?
Yeah, you but, still like the ladies.
Oh, I love the ladies. But this law is importante to discuss on the show.
Sure.
I actually had a question that had to do with the law and your own thoughts, because the country was divided on what should be legal and illegal.
Yes. Some like, some not. I'm okay. Wide open. Chocando chicken cacciatore. No problem. Rovellino la wanda mare. No problema for Cosa Luigi. Anywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
Not in front of Kirolinas, not sure. The bambinos. No, you do what you want. Abuse la fuse. That's the way I look at it. Oh,
what about at the Colosseum?
Oh, pop the Pope. Go ahead. As long as the children not right. around, you abuse la fuse, pop the Pope, beat the bologna, it don't matter to me. It's okay for me, okay? Slapolino, la one-eyed monkey. That's the way I look at it for you, okay? And the English get better, eh?
Yes, it does.
This not all Italiano, okay? Bottolino la pasta. That's what I say. Make and knock yourselves out. Go down to the soccer game and go in your private little area, no Kirolinos, and bing-a-bang. You charm the snake.
Now, question about this. I know that Vatican City is its own country.
Hey.
And it's within the city of Rome. Oh,
yes, Pope Francisco.
Right.
Pope Francisco, good man. He's a fantastico. He set a motor Maralina Teresa.
He made Mama Teresa a saint.
Mama Teresa.
And yes, I believe I just called her Mama Teresa. What I meant to say was
Mama Teresa.
Mother
Mama
Teresa. Mother Teresa.
Mama. Mama la Teresa. She's a saint.
Have you met the Pope?
No.
You'd like to, though.
No, they probably don't get the chance because I do what they say with the law. You know, I charge the snake, flog the mule, grind the gopher. Or as I like to say, hand-to-hand combat. That's the new law.
I'm with you.
Grismano. Huh?
Oh, do you like him?
Oh, the Grismano.
Right. Nino Grismanelli.
Hold on. Let me see. Memorino. Oh, yeah. We have so many maggots on the line. My hold on, Memorino. My dog blue. Helix is a nasty dude.
That's true. That's it.
Nice.
And you know what? It's legal for Blue to do that as long as no kids are around.
No kids around. But Blue can't. He has a paws and not the hands. A man has a hand. So he slam a la Sogelino. That's the way it goes all the time.
Sure.
As far as I'm concerned, I go along with the law. So jump in the pogo stick. Yes, do the knuckle shuffle.
Yes,
that's the way I say. Make Junior vomit.
Oh!
I like that one.
That makes me uneasy because of
Luigi. Come on, Robolino. You know you whip Skippy. Come on. You know that all the time. Huh? You know you talk the tiramisu. You know make Alfredo. You make the Alfredo.
Luigi, outside of the miners present, are there any other restrictions from timing or sun up to sundown, anything like that within the law?
Loopholes.
Oscar, it's a good question. If you're going to take your poodle out for a rough walk, you have to... If you plan to go out and get the gravy just right, or you want to make it al dante, if you want to play bocce ball for ice cream, if you want to take time to lecture Dinky, if you want to punch Pagliacci, if you want to rub the raviolis, you want to make sure no Kirolinas,
right.
no kids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No kids. And you want to make sure Senora no around.
Oh,
get caught by Senora. Okay?
Oh, the missus.
No, don't let the missus. And whatever you do, this is the most important thing here.
Yes?
Don't tell Pony Boy.
It's the Michael
O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Oh, good.
Isn't that something? I'm on to cigars now. Yeah, I'm onto a 5-year plan. I eliminated the cigarettes, then I go to cigars, then I go to pipes, then I go to chewing tobacco, then I'm onto that nicotine gum.
Good.
Yeah.
Money. I'll leave you blank checks.
Oh, no, no, please. I've got lots of money.
No.
No, come on, will you, please?
Okay, I'll pay you back when we get home.
I won't have any problem cashing a second party out-of-state paycheck, will I? The reason I'm saying is I've been so busy lately, I haven't been able to do my banking, and I don't think there'll be a problem. Don't worry
about
it.
Let me just leave you the checks.
Well, only if it's comfortable for you.
That'll be easier.
I guess, sure. Do you have a plunger here? While I'm thinking of these things for the morning, you know, my plumbing is just so bad. Well, of course, yours is a good plumbing here, right? Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, just don't worry about it. You know, everything will be fine. Just been bound up lately. It's driving me crazy. I've been eating a lot of cheese for some reason. I don't know what it is. I got a craving for this stuff. I think maybe that's an allergy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get enough cheese. I feel like a big mouse.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Phone lines, you know.
Yeah, you know the drill.
Really? Should I say it?
Yes.
Should I rewrite the open?
Do.
I mean, you know, it's 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint, simply the best, and the deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. Rob's got one in his hot little hand. 500 business cards for $9.99. An incredible deal. Rob Spiewak, somebody else. And we urge you, by the way, to send your business cards to us at TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Send along those business cards. We'd sure appreciate it.
This is so great. She is a federal government employee by day and at night a woman who rescues dogs. She is a dog rescuer.
Cool. Oh, a dogonatrix.
Yeah. No. A rescuer.
Rescuer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And her company is Shirley's Angels Boxer Rescue. Look at this beautiful two-sided card. And she was specific in her letter. Her name is Christy McLaughlin. And she wanted you guys to know that some people do say McLaughlin.
Oh, and that's what you're happy about.
Yeah.
That's what you're happy
about.
Big
win for Rob.
That's what you care about.
That and
Rob
dogs.
Rob has a smug, self-satisfied look on his face.
I'm just, you know what, I'm just so pleased
congratulations
that Christy patronized Vistaprint. I think that's the takeaway.
That's the most important
it
thing.
It is.
Sure. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. Never been so easy to look professional. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. It's the best. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today.
Thank you.
Nice. How about that? All right. Before we start, we begin,
can we turn that music down?
Because I have to have a schmaltzy moment here.
Uh-oh.
And you know, in my depleted physical condition over the last few months, I have been prone to prose, prone to taking pen to paper and writing poetry.
Well, it helps you work out your feelings.
Gentlemen, I should point out today is my 7th wedding anniversary.
Whoa.
It is my 7th wedding anniversary. And as opposed to a gift, which I did not provide my bride with, well, technically, I bought an appliance. I bought an appliance, so that counts. But appliances, you'll find, Oscar, you're certainly going to be in the land of the married probably within the next 10 years. You should be aware of the fact that appliances don't always go as gifts. So I decided that I would write a poem. For my lovely bride.
The
and then
word.
I said, well, I'll share it with her. And I shared it with her this morning. And
did
and
you have to go to the internet to find out something that rhymes with cabinet?
No, I did not. No, oh, fortunately, good. I was able to do this at the, off the top of my head.
Nice.
And my only challenge before coming in here was because I gave this poem to her without musical accompaniment this morning, but I thought for the show,
yes,
you know, what better...
Business of show.
For the business of show, I should probably have some romantic music. And when you think romantic music, who else but Jackie Gleason?
Oh, yes. You joke. So, yes, some of those Jackie albums Gleason. Are the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is my poem for my bride. I hope you enjoy it. And please get the hankies out. I think you'll find this is romantic. Mm. This is a legitimate, serious poem.
How sweet it is. Boo, that's good poetry.
7 years ago, we both made it real. A cake and a kiss and a ring closed the deal. From the start, people said that our odds were quite long. But as each year passed, our connection grew strong. Our differences many, similarities few. The thing no one saw is the thing that we knew. We were soulmates. And our love grew stronger each day. No matter the roadblocks, we'd soon find our way. You loved both my daughters, and soon came a son. The days have been filled with adventure and fun. And whenever life's troubles have knocked us off track, I wake up in the morning, there you are at my back. No one is stronger. No one cares more. A woman of honor, right down to the core. Here's to our 7th, 13 years together. Here's to the good times and the storms that we'll weather. Carla, my love, and my world, and my wife. I cannot imagine a more beautiful life. I love you, and happy anniversary.
Art Carney!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. That's the show, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed it. Yes, that's right. There will be no more show today. As a matter of fact, I'm giving it all up. We're going to an island in the Caribbean. That's it. Just Carla, myself, and my son. And after my daughters drop out of college, they're coming too. Yes, it should be. No, it's...
I can't believe it. 13 years together. That's a long time.
13 years in
wow.
October, it will be 13 years together. We have been 13 years. And we weathered. We did. That is yeah. the truth about... because let me tell you... let me see. How can I best describe...
I would say 9 out of 10 women would have left you by now. Especially with the medical maladies.
Oh, absolutely. Easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the medical stuff, especially coming at the end, it's like, leave him to die. Leave him to die on the side of the road.
He's a jerk, and he's dying. Jerk.
He's a dying. He's a dying jerk. He's the worst kind.
Absolutely. Well, like, let's, like let's ask an expert on that type of thing. Hold on just a second. Hillary, how do you feel about that?
Poor Bill. He's like...
You gotta watch those. You gotta watch those 79-degree days.
How to blow a campaign? How to blow a campaign?
Mike, just quickly before
how to get a dictator in the Oval Office. Mike, how to do it? Hillary's the one.
Before we get to your greatest fears,
yes.
What's it like to be in love?
Yeah.
You know, it's like anything else. It's up and down. It's the you know. It's the ups and the downs.
Really not what we were looking for.
What? I'm serious. I'm feeling romantic today, so I'm answering it seriously. For okay.
It's all right. There's ups, there's downs.
Yeah.
I'm in love with my wife. I freely admit it. Now there's every possibility she'll bail.
Sure.
But I mean, I'm still there. I'm still in love with her, and I don't mind telling the world that. Look, I'm not afraid anymore to share these type of things on the show, because if she dumps me, then I'll just walk out and try to get into my van. By the way, Hillary has what I have. She has DVT, deep vein thrombosis, blood clots, exactly what I have.
Mm.
So, and I could be president. So, no, anyway, it's, yeah, it's so I'm very, very,
if you
very
were president,
happy.
Would you do the State of the Union address as a poem?
It was 1 year ago where you a-holes got mad. No. Yeah, so I was feeling that way, and you know, with the recent stuff I've gone through, I've you know, that's how you want to talk about it. You measure a relationship.
Sure.
You measure a relationship when somebody's like taking care of you when you're a pain in the ass. I had another day yesterday where I came home Johnny Tampone. I was so pissed off.
Where were
off,
you out yesterday?
In. I got my I got
oh
my
your thing. I forgot that's every day.
Every
yeah.
day through like Tuesday or Wednesday this week. Then I'm done, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just I get tired of the hens in there with their needles and stuff, and the fact that's what they do for a living all day long, and they come rolling in, and every time it's like the great experiment. Looking at it. It's like you put needles in people's arms all day long. Why is this such a challenge? That's what I was going to say.
Did they know it was your anniversary?
It wasn't yesterday.
But you should have said, I have an anniversary coming up, and you should be kind. You should be
the
kind.
The 12th. At least, and Carly gave me another solid yesterday, pulled me off that CNN documentary last night, anybody, Rob, that lived it like you and I did in New York, don't watch
I
that
I dodged
stuff.
It all weekend.
Made it more real. Made it like it was half an hour ago. And, you know, I don't even for a second tell you that I experienced anything like what the other people that were in the middle of it experienced. But you were in the city. It was scary. And when I watched that 15 years, the documentary after 15 years, I pulled off of it, and I'm glad I did. It was just
Mike,
it was too much.
It's not all bad. Of course, we remember and respect the memories of what happened on September 11th. We talked about this on Friday. But your Giants won.
Yes.
Are shocked.
Yes.
Shocked. Yeah. Did they not try to do
they
what
tried
they
to lose
did?
It. They tried to give the game away.
Yeah, right there, that's the difference between last season and this season. I can say that already. The Giants did their level best with their defense that just gets into the fourth quarter and goes, have fun. But it was, it was fun. And then tonight the Redskins are on Monday Night Football. So
7 o'clock game.
What's the deal with what is the deal? When did the doubleheader?
Because
on
it's
Monday
opening.
A game's coming on at like 10:20. Is that what it's going to be?
It's been a tradition for Monday Night Football as they double stack.
It's a tradition unlike any other.
This is just basically to schmooze the people on the West Coast, correct? That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah,
I mean, you got the diehards that'll stay up till 3 o'clock.
It's about money. It's
money.
Lots of commercials in prime time for the
money,
NFL.
Money, 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 money.
The first
money,
game
money.
On Monday night will be at noon. Then there's one at 3 and 6 and 9.
Yeah, Mike, and Lindsay Zarniak is going to be on the field as a sideline reporter this game.
Oh, now there's a great move right there. Is Lindsay with a child? I'm not sure if she's pregnant or not. Every female broadcaster that's hot is pregnant. But she's already had a child?
Yeah.
All right. Are you sure about that?
100%.
Okay, just checking. The thing about it is that, every single broadcaster now I'm noticing is pregnant, certainly on the Today Show. Savannah's pregnant. Dylan is pregnant. And
Dylan
they
should stop with the side profiles when Dylan's doing the weather now. It's just it's not the same.
By the way, speaking of the pregnant broadcasters, let me just say to all you potential ladies that would like to go into broadcast.
You can't really fantasize about the weather chick when she's carrying a baby around.
Yeah, I know. But, Roscoe, I think it's important for us to point out on this show, and I'll say this on the monitor to all of our female listeners right now. You can have everything.
And if you're looking at the Today Show,
hit the alarm for me.
I know you
say it could be a bit. Maybe I'm just messing around. But when you said it, I was just having fun.
Just having a little fun.
You can't be looking at the Today Show for good looking women where you need to go. And I hate to say this, I've been watching Channel 5 in the morning. And they do a cutaway to Fox News in New York, and there is Lauren Simonetti.
Yeah.
Top shelf, my lord.
Channel 5 cuts to New York. There's somebody, what's her name?
Lauren Simonetti.
She's the business.
Yeah, Simonetti. And this morning, this is the honest to God truth, at the 6:20 cutaway, they went up to New York, and some guy was filling in, and I said out loud in an empty room, God damn it.
Is it Simonetti?
No, Simonetti. Simonetti, I believe. Like
Diamond
Simon
in the
Eddie.
Rough, Mike. Diamond in the rough.
She is a knockout and great on
the
air.
Judge of that.
Steve Shenavy really has a hard time keeping it in his pants. She's kind of dazzling.
The excitement is really...
It's palpable.
It's palpable when she comes on and when they're shooting it to her.
Yeah.
When they're throwing it to her. He's like, ah! It's time. It's go time. Somebody in the control room, give me a tape.
That's right.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Big win.
Oh, my God.
Big
she's like Sophia Loren.
And big she's win. Great on the air.
And smart.
Oh, yeah. My God. She's got that playful little look, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi, right, Steve.
That was enough. Hit the alarm for me again. I'm terribly sorry. I'm sorry.
Hi, Steve.
A lot of the misogyny alarm today already on the
it's
show.
All right.
I apologize.
And then when she talks to Allison, and Allison goes, oh, good morning. How are you?
It's like Mean Girls.
It is.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like the D.C. rule to a certain extent, isn't it? I mean, in D.C., by the way, it's just like, hey, we got a brand new anchor here in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen. I will tell you right now, she is super hot. So, New York. She's in New York. She just left for New York.
It's like there's a radar.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
It's the Roomba talent vacuum that comes and says, oh, my God, that chick is above an eight. Take her to New York.
They have a train running at Union Station on reserve at all times.
Amy Rohrbach, you're doing a great job in D.C. We'd love to see more of you on the air. Oh, she's in New York now. She's fill the slot with Megan McGrath. There we go. Thank you.
Hey,
that's
how
terrible.
Dare you?
That's hit the alarm for me.
You?
Hit the alarm for me again. That's not fair.
We've got
I'm
we
sorry.
Had
having
Wendy,
a little fun.
Wendy Rieger.
Wendy Rieger's been here for a long time.
They didn't pull
absolutely.
Her out.
Mm-hmm.
And Doreen is still marvelous.
This entire discussion needs the alarm. We need to back off of this.
Doreen is still so lovely.
We're going to take a break on time this morning because we have so much to cover on the show today. It's not funny. There is so much to cover, not only with the Hillary thing, which people are going nuts about, and I will communicate with you my angst, which is funny. I don't know. Who do you think gets more uptight, Patton Oswalt or me, when it comes to
it
Hillary?
It looks like the transcript.
Doing, really, really doing her level best to blow the election as much as she can.
When you look at Patton's Facebook page, it looks like the transcript to a visit to a psychologist.
He's so
just
right, though.
Poor guy.
He's so right. Yeah, but hey, when are you going to do it? When are you going to collapse? 9/11 Memorial? Excellent idea.
Good plan.
Right, that's a good idea. We'll take a break, and then I'll come back with a food alert.
Nice.
A food alert, especially for you, Rob Spiewak, because
you
shop at this store. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, this is Oscar's phone. Oscar says he's too busy to record promos for Tech 411. As for Todd, well, he's just too wealthy and good-looking to do a task like that. So here we go. Tech 411 is two guys trying to bring you the biggest tech news stories for the week. They also give you an app of the week. In the end, Todd will plug White Noise and Compulsy, then talk about how hard his life is. Oscar will say hello in Chinese. Oh no, Oscar has had a few too many again and is making me get him an Uber. Please listen so he has more to do than drink.
Your personal guide to everything tech.
Tech 411.
Tech 411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by MeUndies. No matter how you're dressed, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear, and chances are your underwear is boring. Luckily, MeUndies is here to change all that. Every pair of MeUndies is made from Modal. What is Modal? Well, I'll tell you. Just calm down. Modal is a sustainably sourced fabric, and it is twice as soft as cotton. Now, when I say soft and I'm doing commercial, it just reminds me of a reality commercial I saw with a man on the street interview where the lady said, it's so soft. It's so very soft.
There's a T
because
in the
I
word.
Think in her brain, she thought that soft shouldn't have a hard T sound.
You need
on the end
it,
of it.
Soft
she should describe
soft.
It as soft.
Soft.
So this Modal is super soft. Words cannot describe the fit and feel of MeUndies, but once you try them, you'll be able to understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. And if you don't love your first pair, they're free, no questions asked. Plus, MeUndies has dozens of styles, even limited edition prints that'll make sure your underwear is never boring, whether anyone can see them or not. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with the MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair. Either way, you get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Do it today. MeUndies.com/TMOS. Everybody's talking about Hillary. We all know she collapsed. I'd rather
get
to...
Did she collapse or just stumble? There's a difference.
I think she passed out. I think she got lightheaded and she was on, Medicaid. Look, here's the thing. Here's where...
one of those cooling fans they have for computers.
Here's
the
thing.
One on her back.
Or one this of those hats that has a fan in it.
Yeah.
By the way, the thing about this is that this is where they... It's
not
thing
them against us. We're all Americans.
That's right.
Here's the thing. This is the thing that I believe. There's only one way, and maybe I'm overstating it, but I don't think so. There's only one way, in my humble opinion, that this campaign, this candidate, is going to change the narrative surrounding her. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just get it out of the way. I'm going to get a little bit on you here with this, but when I get it out of the way, I'm done. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. You're dealing with a candidate who, for her entire career, and certainly for the last, during the duration of the presidential campaign, has had a daily onslaught of crooked, dishonest emails, doing this, cover-ups, doing this. The only thing that really hasn't happened during all of this, and nobody talks about it, is that there is not one particular email where you can say, oh my God, she had this person come into the State Department and pay for play, or this person came in and this particular email jeopardized our national security. It doesn't happen, but it doesn't matter. And let me tell you why it doesn't matter. Because the way this person, and I'll say it's Hillary or it's Hillary's campaign, but the whole Clinton thing, the way they handle stuff is in a defensive crouch 24/7. And I am here to tell you that they're reaping the rewards of this right now. And they did the same thing with her health. She was diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday. She is a 68-year-old person. It's pneumonia. This isn't like
you go
to the hospital, or you certainly go into bed and you relax. But
an incubator.
Not them, because they're
not an incubator.
Keep the press away. The press is our enemy. First of all, both campaigns do this. They both have this fear of the press. And I guess it's warranted, because the press is this animal that needs to be fed.
Yeah, but it builds from, you know, it might not have been this bad 20 years ago, but that sort of adversarial relationship with the press certainly does exist now.
Who can blame them when you have one team that is absolutely daily, without really outside of this whole cover-up thing, there's not, show me the specifics where the country has been put in jeopardy or someone has been bribed. That's what they allude to, and it doesn't exist. And I believe that with all my heart. It doesn't exist. The Clintons have all the money that they possibly need. They love being in power. They love running the country. They love policy. They love being wonks. They're not in this. I believe this with my heart of hearts. They're not in this to enrich themselves or make deals with other governments. They're not. That's the fact. What they do is they are in a defensive, sneaky crouch all the time, and that creates this crap, okay? And if they keep this up, we're going to have orange hair, taking the oath of office, and then watch the ride, okay? Watch, see what happens. That's my greatest fear, but that's me. You may feel differently. I'm fine with that, too. The thing about this is they did the same thing with pneumonia. It's pneumonia, and she's 68 years old. If Trump got pneumonia, he'd be in rough shape, too. He's not Superman, for God's sake, even though that hippie doctor he has.
Oh, that
shoulder length hair. Where did
the healthiest patient he's ever had.
He wrote a 5-minute letter and said, he's healthy. It's the greatest. He'll be the healthiest president in the history of presidents. That's like, funny, too. Yes, Oscar,
I don't want to look. You know how I feel about talking about this. But
I know.
Would you?
It's once in a while we have to. We have no choice. It's the biggest story.
We don't
have to, but okay.
That's fine. It is your program, and I know you're passionate about this.
So, I am passionate. I keep it in my pants on a daily basis.
There's a reason why these distractions become such a big deal. And you're right. There is no clarity. There is no goodwill from the Clintons to say, look, this is what's happened. These are the facts.
Because they're afraid.
They always spin. That being said, if she was a stronger candidate, then we wouldn't really be having this issue.
If she was a stronger candidate, she would be. And incidentally, this is the way I really feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a lousy candidate, and she'll make a great president. That's exactly
how
I feel.
You've said that
about
before, and I think that's valid.
I feel if we can get through this fluff, it's fine. At the same time, I said this on when I was corresponding with Pat, and I said, look, I don't think they have a choice now. I think you bring in, you take her down to the David Drew Clinic, you put the entire thing after the day is over, you come out with four doctors sitting at a press conference, and you lay it all out there.
And then get
First
her a
First of all, they should do that. They should do get her a boat mobile.
Yeah.
You should do that with everybody. And by the way, Lisa, Orange Hair does the same goddamn thing. He's got to do the same thing. Because I don't, look, I know that we talk about how strong and Russian. Have you seen close-ups of him when you really zero in on the whatever the spray tanner is that he puts
on?
Oh,
and did you see, you know what?
Bags under his eyes.
We didn't even bring it up on this show when they had some really tight high-res close-ups of him in Mexico. He had bobby pins in his hair.
Yeah, but they were healthy.
They were the best bobby pins.
They were healthy. So the whole thing about it is this feeding frenzy of and here's the thing. This is the most important thing about this Hillary situation, and the other team is going to like this when I say this, okay? This is not BS. There's nothing about this that is BS. This is, I think, the most important moment of the campaign for her, and I think she owes it to the American people for more disclosure. Not, oh, a campaign person said, the doctor said, no, you got to do more. And you know what? I don't care if he releases his stuff. Why doesn't she take the lead and she gets the battery? Look, we know she's got what I've got. She's got blood clots. Mm-hmm. So she's on a thing called Coumadin, which, by the way, I happen to have a little expert knowledge of because they discussed that with me. Difference between what I'm on, Xarelto, and Coumadin is Coumadin you have to get periodic tests with your blood to see how everything's doing, and that's the way to do it. But it is a blood thinner, and it is designed for people to get blood clots.
Sure.
And people get them. I got them. I went through this just now. Yes, Oscar.
A lot of people are on blood thinners as they get older just simply because it prevents the blood
clotting.
Clots, right?
Yeah, right.
Even
exactly.
Before they get into the hospital. So I'm not as concerned with that.
I'm not either.
As the pneumonia where I had pneumonia when I was 14, and I was in the hospital for 3 days.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it
like
is
hospital, and I was
and
a kid.
I'm extraordinarily relieved that they have taken her off the trail, and that she is going to be getting the rest she needs, because that is, you know, you're 68 years old. It doesn't matter, and the same would be true if Trump got it. You just don't want to do this. Now, with that said, I still think a full workup. I think really that this is going to be an issue, depending on how the Clinton campaign handles it. And I think this is an important time in our history, and I think it's really, really, this is not something, believe me, I will scream about the emails all day long because I think it's a pile of crap. I really do, and it's insane the legs they've gotten out of it. That a lot of them have, you know, because it's relentless on the part of the other team, but it's also the way they handle stuff. They
right.
bring it on themselves, so that drip, drip, drip. But the health thing, uh-uh. The health thing is serious. This is the presidency of the United States. This is a woman that, you know, you saw the video. You have to get more disclosure out there and do this. So I say this to the Clinton campaign. I'd like to see this, and I would like to see more disclosure. By the way, ultimately, the blood thinners that you're on can cause an irregular reaction to temperature, whether it's extreme cold or extreme heat. You know, that can happen. I've got the paperwork in my own home to tell you that you have to be. And by the way,
do you pass out on a regular basis on the lanai?
I do not pass out on a regular basis.
Have you ever lost a shoe on the way to your
car? I get lightheaded periodically. I will get a lightheaded moment, and it's scary, and it's not fun. I got one in the old needle center one day, and that was, you know, you get it. It happens. But the thing is, what they do now, I just would like to see a little more disclosure. And I think ultimately this will be good for the country if they do it. If they don't do it, I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure how it's going to roll, because it's so funny to watch the other team, and they're taking a playbook. They're taking a page out of Hillary's playbook where they're not saying anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing is they want to so badly.
Well, there's nothing more to say.
They want to say, no, I just, you see the guys for Trump coming out. I just hope she feels really good, and I hope she makes a full recovery. No, you don't.
No, they
don't.
That's
okay. I understand the way you're playing it, but they want to say, you know, she's just tired and old and frail and weak, and she really doesn't seem like she's fit to be president of the United States. But I hope she does well. I hope she does very well. But he is. We've got a role reversal right now. She's the one that's making all these little missteps, and he's over there killing him at like 3 a.m. when he's up making those tweets. It's killing him not to say anything, but he's doing it. He's listening to the smart people in his campaign and not doing that right now. We will see. We will see how it happens. Still got 3 debates coming up. Who knows what's going to happen, but it's an intro. Has there
what
ever
is the
been
next debate? I'm so out of this situation. Or
it's
entire
the 28th or something. I'm not sure.
Month?
It's the end of the month. It's
can
the
she
end of the
recover
month.
In time to look healthy up there?
Oh, she will be. Yeah, okay. she will recover.
She won't
that.
Be in
I
the iron
that.
Lung.
No, I think.
Can you imagine her being wheeled out and we got to see her in the mirror? that's at a 45-degree angle
got
above her.
She's got a blanket and a wheelchair.
Let me ask you this. Rob Spiewak, do you think, Rob, even with this, and I'll ask you as our resident independent voter here,
right.
Do you still, does this affect your vote in any way?
Me, no. It does not affect me. However, right. From the greater scheme of things, if this is mishandled and they've right. got all the game pieces in place to mishandle this.
They sure do.
It could. But what if they, and here's what's going to drive them nuts. The only way to handle this is perfect honesty.
Yeah.
And if they don't, they're screwed. She's going to fall and lose another shoe.
I do not sleep with that woman.
The speculation machine will go full bore all the way up to the election if they don't do it. And incidentally, if they don't do it, I'm here to tell you I'm worried about it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking there's something in there that they're not sharing
with
us.
How do you fast track recovery from pneumonia by the 28th?
Well, no, I think that's no problem at all.
If it is a, there's two kinds essentially,
walking
pneumonia and the full blown dude.
Yes.
And I've had the walking is it's essentially an infection in your lungs.
Oh, okay.
And it zaps you. It really knocks you out.
No, she's chilling for the next few days, and I think that's
you
a
can
great
turn
thing.
It around in 4 or 5 days with heavy antibiotics and rest. So you
she's getting the right care, but I still think they have to do a little disclosure with that. And by the way.
They better not videotape anything she coughs up because it is nasty.
Hey, the thing I want to say though also is this ain't over, folks. Yeah, you got the advantage, Team Trump, right now, but this is still a long slog.
Oh yeah,
trust me, it's not like it's gonna go
60 days
totally smoothly.
60 days, Jerry.
Wait and see. Now, speaking of health,
yes,
we have a Mike O'Mara consumer-related alert that will be coming up next, and. Beware of certain snack foods, and I don't believe. Look, this may be new to me, but when Carla found this on the side of a package, we were pretty blown away.
I can't wait.
I'll share that with you when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Larry King.
You're not Larry King. You're Gary Stein, first of all.
Oh, that's right.
But on this week's episode of the show, Larry Kane, the journalist who traveled with the Beatles on tour in 1964 and 1965.
Can I come and do the show?
Actually, we've already done it. Also, I try to get a new credit card, and it is muy frustrating.
I'm not sure I would give you a credit card.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
All right, this portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by FanDuel. I'd like to say to Mark Ingram, I will never start you ever again in any contest I am ever. You are always useless. You always have been useless, and I'm tired of it. It will not happen again. Thank you for absolutely nothing. Russell Wilson, you're supposed to be one of the preeminent quarterbacks in the entire league. 12 points doesn't cut it! Sorry.
And he got
we're talking about FanDuel, by the way. We have a lot of fun doing it. Yes, Rob.
Similar boat to you, Oscar Santana coming in 41st right now in a 50-person league. But he still has some players going tonight.
Got a shot.
Right. And if I can get 10 points out of the Steelers defense, I'm in the money. So go Steelers defense.
Yeah, that's a good plan. I think you get 10 points.
I will tell you that, Todd Gurley goes tonight for me.
Hi, I'm Todd Gurley.
I don't think I'm going to be staying up at 10:20 to watch kickoff. I don't know why they do that. But, hey, it's still the L.A. Rams. L.A. Rams back in the game. We're talking about FanDuel. You can play against us. Access our TMOS league at FanDuel.com/TMOS. When do we do it? I'm jumping in this week. How soon do I have to get
involved?
It starts
Tuesday. It's the close of the Monday games. That's when the new league starts.
All right, do I have to, be sitting there at the computer to jump into this?
It's like buying tickets to see Justin Bieber. You got to be ready to
FanDuel,
go.
Try FanDuel right now. Get up to $50 in free entries. New users that deposit today get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest valued up to $50. You get one free entry a week, 5 weeks in a row. The value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use the code TMOS for 5 free entries. Void where prohibited. And it's still a blast.
Yeah, well,
it's so much fun to watch it live.
This highlights, so you probably won't take Russell Wilson again, and he could potentially be hurt, right? Because he hurt his ankle.
Yeah.
So you can get somebody else. You're good to go. You just pick up next week. Is
no busted league
tomorrow.
Yeah,
good
it's
to
awesome.
Go. What you're eating? Ooh, that looked crunchy.
Look chocolatey.
This is a chocolate covered pretzel.
Mm.
Oh, that is a great mix, Oscar, of sweet and savory.
Snack Factory. Lose weight.
He is. He's only had one.
The Snack Factory.
What is going
Snack Factory.
Everything
it's
is
for
going.
The kids, Oscar.
No, Mike, if you're going to steal it, do it right.
It's the kids love it.
The kids love it.
The kids love it.
The kids love it.
Little Michael loves it. I can't not get it.
I don't want to get sued or anything. I'm just give this is full disclosure.
Sure.
Okay. And I just ate one, by the way. Snack Factory Pretzel Crisps, thin, crunchy pretzel snacks, dark chocolate crunch. They are pretzels dipped in chocolate.
Dark chocolate, good for your heart.
Here's what it says on the back of the package. It says, treat yourself.
Is this the voice of Mr. Snack Factory?
This is snack copy.
This is a Jonathan Snack, the owner of Snack Factory.
Let me read it in the voice of Jack Albertson from Willy Wonka.
You have been, on my yes! You have been so into that lately, Charlie.
Rob will enjoy this.
Treat yourself to our doubly delicious dark chocolate crunch pretzel crisps. We've dipped our thin and irresistibly crunchy pretzel crisps in velvety rich dark chocolate to create a perfect blend of savory and sweet. Try them frozen or top them with your favorite ice cream for an extra... Ooh.
That's a good
top
idea.
Top them with your favorite ice cream.
Actually, you would put the ice cream in and then I think put them on top.
For an extra special treat, share these delightfully delicious pretzel crisps with your friends and family, Charlie. One bite and you'll rethink your pretzel. All right, so.
Would they go good delicious. With fizzy lifting drinks?
You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You lose. Good day, sir. Sorry, I've been watching Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory since Gene Wilder passed away with my kids. So, all right, so there. That's that. It's got pretzel crisps, pretzelcrisps.com. Very popular.
Can you
you've
hold
seen
one
these
up?
In Costco.
Yeah, because
well,
it's like
I would,
a
but
thin
I left them
pretzel.
In the car.
It's like a thin pretzel. It's not like a rounded pretzel.
Is it
pretzel.
A wafer?
Sort of, yeah. Like a thinner
oh,
pretzel.
I see.
It's a chocolate-covered pretzel.
Those are three pretzels.
In... Yeah, they coagulate because I left them in the car, and it's hot down here in Florida.
Yes. Temperate.
In the car.
So that's it. Snack Factory, pretzel crisps,
trip.
Dark chocolate.
Don't you just go to the infusion center? You need a snack
I should
for
bring
that?
Him. I should bring him in there. Well, you know, you're sitting, watching television, reading. Time for a snack.
I love it.
Hey, so Nurse Landfill, you want a pretzel?
they go crazy.
Oh,
there's
I
some
bet.
Of them that would go more crazy than others.
Yeah, I
know?
Bet.
anyway.
Oh my God.
There are, so there's all this stuff on here. And then Mrs. O'Mara is in the kitchen. And she is looking at the bag. She goes, oh, my goodness. And here printed in small letters, May 11th, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, partially produced with genetic engineering. That's what it says right there.
Ooh,
it says that.
Man.
It says that. Now, why? Now, Pony, are you mocking me by doing that? Or
only
what?
Slightly. Only slightly.
Okay. Now, why?
There's nothing wrong with GMOs.
Did you know that Pony was partially produced with genetic engineering?
Oh, 100%.
But I think...
how do you GMO chocolates?
Well, they would
How
have
do
dairy.
You do chocolate-covered pretzels?
Monsanto
what are you doing, cloning
beans?
A friggin' sheep? What's
no, no,
going
no.
on here?
I think there would be milk in the chocolate, right? And that could come from... genetically altered cows?
Or
Dolly?
Maybe their chocolate bean, the cocoa bean that they make
oh,
the chocolate
bean,
from.
Oh, the bean Monsanto. And I'm not saying it's Monsanto.
The cocoa bean.
Legend.
Okay, I don't know
they could take the
beans.
Cocoa bean
yeah.
and genetically engineer them to be the yep. best dark chocolate cocoa bean around.
Make them
Hold
delicious
on a second. But you know what? They don't say that to me. They don't put that on the package to me. They put the nice little dip chocolate pictures to me with the crisp and dip them in ice cream to me. And then they take a little, after the fact, little sneaky Hillary Clinton-style little bad pneumonia typing here, and they put it on the side.
You know, it
and
is say, it is an afterthought because
they're so delicious.
The bag is printed and ready to go on the foil, and that is put on there with the same like ink that they do the Best Buy date. So it's
sell
an
by.
Afterthought. Yeah, the sell
right.
by date.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a little concerned.
Oh,
hey, you know what? Maybe the genetic alterations.
Can someone look up genetic engineering food?
Also,
because
Mike,
this is very scary.
Just to give you perspective, that might have been something that came. As Rob said, after fact, but maybe a stipulation that the FDA put out that they said, you got to go and put the stamp on all of them.
And, you know, it's sort of vague. The genetic alteration could be on the workers that made the chocolate.
Did you know that there's a...
The Loompas.
Loompa.
Dr. Moreau.
Did you know that there is a company that all they do in their business is that little ink and stamp that you put on your milk carton and these type of packages? They own that process.
Okay. That comment brought to you by the Robert H. Smith School of Business at the University of Maryland.
And the people,
and
Mike, that own
so
that
much,
company
Oscar.
Are so
thanks
rich.
For that contribution
it's
today.
Genius.
You know, by the way, let's put – that's the little thing. Whenever he contributes one of those little business administrative – there it is. Thank you very much.
The people that do that are so rich that they don't even have to disassemble their own fireplace. Their house is more than 8 feet wide, and their cabinets mold-free. So he's in good shape. Uh-oh. Yeah. Do we dare?
Diego.
Adrian.
All right. This is from the USA Today.
Great magazine.
Yes. Genetically engineered crops are safe for humans and animals to eat and have not caused increases in cancer, obesity, gastrointestinal illnesses.
No, I disagree with the obesity part.
Kidney disease, autism, or allergies, an exhaustive report from the National Academies of Science.
All right. Okay, got the all clear, Mike. Got the all clear.
Yeah, well, it's fine, but it still doesn't give me the, you know, I would like to, when I read that partially produced with genetic engineering, you know what I'd like? This seems to be the theme of today's show. I'd just like a little more disclosure. I'd like a little more information. Yeah.
Diego,
I'd like to know what's going on.
Genetically,
you know,
engineered chocolate. And see what you can come up
with. Well, how do you know it's chocolate and it's not the pretzel, Rob? How do you know it's specifically the chocolate? It's always the chocolate with you.
And you.
And after that, look up genetically engineered presidential candidates.
Exactly. Losing their genetically engineered shoes.
Hello. I'm genetically engineered. I gotta put these away. They're also addictive.
Yeah. But then think how healthy your heart is now.
Do you think that could be, you know, the part that you worry about, that, you know, they engineer them to be a little, you know.
Oh, to make them like a little
rush. Mm.
Ooh, yes, wow. Adrian.
All right, Rob, this might scare you. Can GMOs save chocolate? Apparently, we're going to have a chocolate shortage within the next 5 years.
We're going to have it in the next 2 minutes if he doesn't put that bag
away.
Hold on.
Wait. We're on to something. Okay, so what does this
supply
say? Go ahead.
And demand.
Adrian, I like this. Go ahead. So and by the way, you're doing a little good job. A good job there. Very
thank
good.
Thank you. So GMOs may be able to save chocolate. The bigger question is whether we want them to. Chocolate, the scrumptious confection of Valentine boxes and Easter baskets, is in trouble. The average American eats about 12 pounds of chocolate a year and a collective 58 million pounds during the chocolate-laden week of Valentine's
Good
Day.
Lord, that 58 million. Isn't that amazing?
But all that indulgence may be coming to an end. A chocolate shortage to the turn of 1 million metric tons is predicted to hit within the next 5 years.
I just hope Hillary Clinton does something about it.
Oh, Hillary, come back.
So this is a result of climate change, disease, and the demands of rapidly growing populations of chocolate lovers in China and India.
Ooh, new markets.
I knew it. It's the Chinese. It's the Chinese that are doing it. That's
what we need
it.
To do, Mike. This is the problem of fat Chinese people. They are out there eating all of the chocolate.
Inscrutable desire for chocolate-covered cherries. That is why we're doing that.
You know, that's crap. God, you know what? What is it with China? As soon as China likes something, it's all gone. It's all eat up.
You know, in some cultures, like in China, it's customary to show up at someone's home or a business meeting with a gift. Mm-hmm. And most of those gifts involve sweets or chocolates or wine.
Well, oranges.
So as the economy grew, you could see more people buying and consuming chocolate as gifts.
Hello, Mr. Fang. I am so pleased to be at your home. I have brought you a Dove bar. I hope you enjoy this, and please enjoy this chocolate Easter bunny that I have provided with you.
So they're munching it all up, you know. And what have I always said? If the people down in Colombia would grow the cocoa beans instead of that nasty cocaine stuff, where would be, you know? And by the way, and that's Pablo Escobar's fault.
Yeah,
you know, and that's why his father didn't want him to stay at the farm.
But would Netflix really buy a series called Chacos?
I'd be in it.
Chacos.
Chacos. Don't count you Chocula. Know
Berna would be good. He'd be able to say it, right? Judy's friend. I think that's his name, Berna. He's a whole bunch of
fat people trying to control the chocolate market.
Right. Right. Chacos.
Yeah, starring Mark Addy.
Chacos. The new Netflix show, Chacos.
I think if you add just a little bit more butter to the recipe, you're going to make for better ganache.
Chacos on Netflix now, starting now. Anyway,
we've got to get the shipment over to the Chinese.
So, it sounds like you're right. It sounds like the genetic engineering part of this equation is based on the chocolate, if what Adrian says is right about shortage.
But they've been threatening chocolate shortages for years. I think it's just big chocolate trying to drive up prices.
You think it's a psyop?
Yeah, it could be, whatever that is.
Cyber op.
Psychological op.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's one of those conspiracy theory things.
You know, you're feeling all full of piss and vinegar today. What happened on your weekend? You know, you're coming in with a
Did
you make some extra good spaghetti over the weekend? What happened to you?
Not enough chocolate.
All right. Do you eat chocolate, Pony?
I do, a little bit.
Hey, that's just terrific.
It'll knock him over.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
Not too much.
Bravo. Oh, I can't have too much.
Hey, can you put this M&M in a bread slicer for me? I just can't eat the whole thing.
Send the rest to the Chinese.
Hey, one last thing before we go to break here. I did want to mention that the entire gag, we are super psyched for November.
Yes.
Try to remember the 5th of November.
Remember.
Yes, there it is. Right.
5th of November. Yeah,
that's it. Absolutely. We're very excited about that. Not that we're trying to sell tickets. We've been sold out for a good long time. But
years.
I do want to remind, you know, we're still open across the street after the show is over. If people want to come to
the Mad Hatter.
The Mad Hatter. We are, you know, we're all going to be up there the 5th of November, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I, for one, am very, very excited about seeing everybody up there, and should be a super time. I think
we will, as always, have door prizes, including those made of chocolate, which by that time might not be available in stores because of the shortage.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara for Pretzel Crisp, dips in chocolate, genetic engineered chocolate. That's right. That's eat 9 of these, and you'll grow an extra penis. We're very, very excited about this. Should be
it's
delicious.
Mike O'Mara and his magical X-ray vision.
That's right. Pretzel Crisp. And when you get your free bag of Pretzel Crisp, you get to sit next to Rofo at our Mad Hatter meet and greet, and he'll sit there and badger you for money the whole time.
Yeah, that's a new. You know what? We haven't had a new nickname in a while. We could call him the Badger.
That's
the Badger.
His new nickname. It's Badger.
Yeah, that's right. Money Badger.
That's right. A deal's a deal. Not when that deal's over.
How are you, Rofo? How things?
Well, I just learned that possession is 9/10 of the law.
Now, what does that mean? What is that snide comment? Is that because you haven't gotten your money yet from the show? That your petty cash that we're supposed to give you for your expenses?
Update, Mike. We don't owe him that.
Yeah, no, we're square.
We're square.
How did that work?
Well, that's
out?
Probably a conversation we should have offline.
But I will say this:
that NBA. Let me tell you, it's really convincing.
Yeah. Oscar used the strong arm.
Attaboy.
Yeah,
that's my boy right there.
The Badger went back into his. That's the Badger.
That, and it should be the Badger.
The Badger.
That's his. Yeah. Hey, let me ask Badger a question.
Yes.
Badger, you going to be coming to the November 5th show?
I'd love to come. Do you need any help? Yes. Look at that. He's back in, Mike. He's back in the
fold. All
forward.
In.
We haven't seen you. You haven't been around all that much. Where are you working besides the Tony Perkins show? Are you doing anything on a daily basis? You had a Joe job the last time I checked in with you.
I still have the Joe job. I'm working on several other different shows, doing some producer kind of roles.
Yes.
And I'm happy about that. Yeah, but that's not very exciting. The big news is my girlfriend moved in with me.
Whoa!
Oh, bombshell!
Mm. Well, hold it. Oh, hold on a second. Do you still have the...
I have 2 minutes left in this break. I'm excited. That's
good. But you still have the roommate, too, right?
Oh, the hot Guatemalan?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She's still there.
So there's 3 people in this house.
Now, hold on. Now, see, that's Tony Perkins show stuff right there.
Yeah,
he's mentioned
not
this before.
Not the hot Guatemalan.
Have I been having one of
he
my
hasn't to us.
Medical days?
This is the first time I'm
she's
ever
she's a Rosie Perez lookalike.
Okay. Yeah.
If it was mentioned, it was brushed over.
All right. Very good.
So you have a roommate. Is she still in your home?
Yeah. She's the homeowner.
So the homeowner is a hot Guatemalan, and your girlfriend with the big yabos is moving in with you?
That's nice. She's been moved in. She's been living there about a month and a half now.
So you guys have basically taken it. Not basically. You've actually taken it to the next level.
To the next level, yeah.
Here comes Rofo. Drive it home on ABC. Here it is. Come and knock on our door. Three's Company.
The hard part is convincing the landlord that he's gay.
So things are going well with the lady?
Yeah, things are going well. She moved in. She has a couple cats she moved them into. I never thought I'd do that, but it's bad. But, you know, I like them. Why not?
Man. Oh, cat urine. Nothing like it. Nothing like waking up in the middle of the night. Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night when one of the cats is lying on your chest just staring in your eyes?
Waiting for him to die?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's nasty.
Steal your breath.
Yeah.
Steal his breath.
Pony, let me ask you this. Pony, are you a little jealous when you hear Rofo talking about his... love life accelerating to this point?
No, and you know why? He just reminded me of all the horrible things that happened when I lived with my last girlfriend because she brought her cat, and I hated that effing thing. It would sleep on my chest. I couldn't breathe, scratch my face.
Wow. You know, I'm trying to think of my history of romance.
You had one of your wives or girlfriends had a cat. I think you talked about
it. Yeah, but the cats were purchased after the relationship. So the cat, I was actually culpable in that I contributed to the whole cat thing. Never did I get involved with someone who owned a cat. Mm. I don't believe so. I don't think. Now, I might have had, you know, brief moments of
how's
know, it's just like, you know, hey, nice cat, see you next weekend, that type of thing.
I got a cat with Carrie. Cat's gone now, but the cat came with the relationship. Came with the relationship.
Oh, came with the relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. And you know what, I will say this, as cats go, a pretty good cat, but it got a disease at the end of its life where it lost its equilibrium and would walk in circles and fall down.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Goodness. Well, you should get that cat to run for president. I'm sorry. That's yes, nice. Oscar, you were going to say one last thing. Yes.
How's the fidelity?
The fidelity? Yes.
Yes. Is she cheating on you anymore?
Oh, no.
She's been elevated from an MP3 status.
That's right. We worked that out.
That's good. You worked it out.
We worked it out. I've upgraded her to FLAC file.
Rob, make a note. We have to have a whole segment with Rofo. It's just too good.
I'm back in.
Mark the badger down for the next time we get on here.
And remember, Mike, when your girlfriend cheats on you, make sure you work it out.
Yeah, work it out. Absolutely, work it out. And have you flirted with the Guatemalan at all?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
Is she older or younger?
She looks younger, but I recently found out I think she's upper 40s.
Oh. Okay. Thanks for sharing.
What is...
Thank you for sharing.
Upper 40s?
You know, isn't he like one of those fireworks pinwheels?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Upper 40s? You made it to me.
It's a negative. There's nothing negative about
nothing
upper
40s. Upper 40s. We'll take a break. Older.
You got to work it
some
out.
Some mileage.
All right, get him out of here.
5 years, whatever.
Settle down.
Thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Upper 40.
My fellow Americans, as my term comes to a close, I am making a concerted effort to relax. More beach time, and I love to spend time with the Mike O'Meara Show. It makes me laugh. The Mike O'Meara Show. Every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. God bless Mike, and God bless 97.1 The Way. It's your beach station.
Thank you, Barack. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Do you feel that chill in the air? Do you feel that? Do you know what that is?
What?
Do they teach you that in school?
Brad?
Brad, you're going out as a representative of Amazon.com/TMOS. Show a little pride. Amazon.com has everything you need and at the best prices. And if you're a single successful guy, you really should go through our portal to get your Amazon products. Yeah. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, you will go to sleep that evening and you will have a dream that Phoebe Cates is actually getting out of the pool in a bikini.
Yeah, as a 40-year-old Guatemalan.
No, we're talking about fall and what you need for the fall, whether it's a cozy hat, a football helmet, a gross of knitting needles, or a new turkey roaster. That's right, believe it or not.
It's coming
turkey,
up.
Turkey. Turkey. You know, it's time. It's okay. It's okay to start thinking about
yes.
Thanksgiving. If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that easy. It's simple. And get ready for fun because the autumn season is like a pirate.
Arr.
No, I'm sorry. The autumn season is like the Amazon season. No, I'm sorry. It's that simple. And get ready for fun because the autumn season is Amazon season. That's what I wanted to say. Rock on because you only rock once. Ya ya chin chin. Thank you.
News.
Remember back in kindergarten when you'd get caught picking your nose and eating it and the teacher would say, "You'll never get anywhere until you stop doing that."
Yes.
Well, she was wrong. Oh. I can't believe this is my lead today, but it is.
You know what? I can.
Silly Monday. Jim Harbaugh made it to the NFL as a player and then as a coach. Now he's in Division I college, which is just like the pros.
Sure.
He's coaching the Michigan Wolverines, and they had video of him just the other day. And there he was on the sideline, and he picks and eats right there with the camera on him. So he got caught on national television. And you know what? I think they get a little freer pass in those college leagues. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Where are you supposed to put it?
Yeah, and he's Mr. Good-Looking Guy, QB, and all that. And where's he supposed to put it? I don't know, but you can be a little more discreet.
Yeah, wait till halftime at least.
And he did that move where it's kind of like the scratch, like right there, kind of, and he feigned biting the fingernail.
Sure,
yeah, you're
There's
not biting a fingernail.
Gift.
Oh, he'd been brewing something since the first quarter.
And now with more stupid news, Nick Cannon says he's through with marriage.
Ooh.
I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. No, he says he's through, period, point blank, forever, amen. He has a role model who influenced his thinking. And this story is not about Nick Cannon not wanting to be married again. This story is about Nick Cannon being the idiot that I've always known he is. The idiot that not only is just an idiot, but he's an idiot that got fame and fortune without a tremendous amount of effort. And now he gets to say stupid things on the national stage, and we catch him for it.
Sure.
That's the way that works.
He gets coverage.
He said, here's his quote, marriage messes up everything. That takes the fairy tale out of it. Cinderella didn't get married. She just lived happily ever after. Now, I don't know what Cinderella Nick Cannon is talking about, but we're all in agreement that the Disney cartoon is the definitive version of happily ever after.
Sure.
And she did get married at the end.
Yes.
Dope.
There was a wedding.
For God's sake, it's a fairy tale. You should get it right. Anyway, the Brothers Grimm version, another Cinderella story.
Yeah.
She gets married in that one too, Nick. You dip.
Hey, language.
Sorry, but really. Nick Cannon. What was he in, Drumline? Is that like his only movie before he took out his giant Nick Cannon Schwanstucker and showed it to Mariah Carey, and then they lived happily? They supposedly were going to live happily ever.
What was that show on MTV? It was really popular.
Oh, Wildin' Out?
Wildin' Out.
Wildin' Out.
Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
And so he also, what's the reality music show that he was hosting?
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, he still hosts.
America's Got Talent. He still hosts that. So
That's
he does that.
Deal.
You know, actually, when he hosted it should be a question mark.
When somebody turned Rofo, hey, Badger, shut your pie hole. Thank you.
Don't you
that's
think
a big deal. That's a super big deal. That's right. That's just like the presidency.
Oh, Hillary. When Nick Cannon's on the show, don't you think they should add a question mark? America's Got Talent.
What's going on? By the way, and isn't most of his gig like the camera, the handheld that's off backstage?
Yes.
And he looks in and he goes, ooh.
Yeah, they added in his wonderful reaction shots. That really sort of underscores the talent that America has.
Yeah, exactly. let me hit this again. Sully, starring Tom Hanks, was the number one movie at the box office. Anybody take it in over the weekend? Anybody get a chance?
Mike, my dad hasn't come back in town yet.
Gonna try to see it this week with Carla, our
Now, I know she doesn't do a lot of movies. Is she into this one at all?
She's into it. She'll go see this one with me if we go to the fancy theater that's got the recliner chairs.
Okay.
She'll go see it with me. And our babysitter's on a cruise. So, I love our babysitter. She's on a cruise, though. And so when she comes back, we'll get a babysitter and we'll go see Sully.
Swinging singles cruise?
No, she's
coming back with a tribal tattoo.
Sure. Yep.
Tribal tattoo and
still
a bag
got all
of
her
genetically
bracelets.
Engineered chocolate-covered pretzels. So it opened $35.5 million. Pretty good for them. The new thriller, When the Bow Breaks, was second with $15 million. Not much competition there, so congratulations to Tom Hanks. The rap I've heard on the movie is the storyline, that the actual sequence of the plane and everything that goes along with it is absolutely incredible, but then it gets all Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
because he creates like the darkness where there's no darkness. There really wasn't. They did a routine investigation with the NTSB. That's the way I get
it. They invent a story for it.
They make it like worse than it was. That's what I heard. It's kind of laughable. But who knows? I'll tell you when I see it.
Good.
A woman named Carla Garrison from Anderson, South Carolina, was at a Target back in May of 2014 when her 8-year-old daughter picked up a random hypodermic needle someone had left in the parking lot. Carla swatted it out of her hand, but in the process, she stuck herself with the needle in the palm of her hand.
Oh! Mm.
She was taken to the hospital and was put on medicine to prevent her from getting HIV and hepatitis, and either it worked or the person who'd used the needle before it was clean, because Carla has not contracted any of the diseases. Thank God for that. But she did wind up suing Target when they wouldn't cover her medical bills. She offered to settle for $12,000. They offered her $750.
What?
She took them to court. God. She took Target to court, and on Thursday, a jury awarded her $4.6 million.
Good for her!
Boom, bam.
Wow. Target, of course, is going to appeal, but I still think it's kind of funny. They could have made it all go away, but they were nasty about it, so screw them. This is an interesting tribute to the first responders who died on 9/11 because it's unique and because the guy who did it didn't do it publicly or expect it to go viral. I told you that I was watching that documentary on CNN last night, and it was amazing how it brought back everything that everybody went through, and just astonishing when you think of the horror of that. And we do have to keep it in the national consciousness. This guy did this from the heart. He's a firefighter. His name is Jason Harding. He went to a Planet Fitness gym in Knoxville, Tennessee yesterday and asked if he could climb 110 sets on the Stairmaster in his full firefighting gear. He wanted to honor the firefighters who ran up 110 flights of stairs at the World Trade Center to save people save people's lives on September 11th. They gave him the okay, so he put on his full gear, and he got on that Stairmaster. The gym was almost empty, so he wasn't doing it to make a statement. I saw some video or a still picture. I didn't play the video,
right,
but you see it. It's really from a distance, and there's nobody around him. So he wasn't doing it to make spectacle or a public spectacle, but someone took a photo of him, posted it on Facebook, and it immediately went viral. And that was the one thing on that documentary, that you see these brave guys going into the bottom of the first tower, and you see them with their equipment, and suddenly they're told the elevators, none of them are working in that tower, and they're going to have to hoof it up the stairs. With a full load, it takes the average firefighter 60 seconds to climb one flight of stairs. So do the math on that one, and those guys were making that effort when the tower came down. And
there was a phrase, and I think you mentioned it on Friday, and I saw it a lot on social media yesterday, to honor those who ran towards the danger. Yeah. And if you wrap your head around that, it's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, truly, truly spectacular, and good tributes yesterday, and we should always remember that. And now a little something, something. A woman was arrested for stealing 3 French fries from a police officer who was dining in Washington. It all happened at around 9:45 p.m. on Wednesday at the Italian Pizza Kitchen. They have the best French fries.
Yes, they do, because they specialize, though, in Italian pizza.
A woman allegedly sat down next to the officer and tried to start a conversation. The source said she then reached down and took a French fry from him as he was eating. The officer asked the woman to stop, but she took another one. The police officer again asked the woman to stop, warning her that she was engaging in theft and could be arrested. She proceeded to take another fry, so the officer arrested her. According to the police report, the offender appropriated the listed property without the consent of the complainant. In the report, the property stolen is listed as French fried potato. She was charged with second degree theft. And I have said this for years.
Yes.
Really, everybody should know this. It should be common knowledge. Don't mess with Officer Jerky when he's eating. That's just what I wanted to say to everybody.
He loves his carbs.
He'll get you locked up. He will. He truly, truly will. And then he'll take a selfie on a boat with naked women in back of him. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the Audio Ball and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Ricky Skaggs.
Hey, if you're looking for podcast perfection, check out The Rob and Joe Show.
It's The Rob and Joe Show. Listen to it's The Rob and Joe. It's The Rob and Joe Show. Listen every week for new episodes. Damn it. It's The Rob and Joe Show. New episode. Me. It's The Rob and Joe Show. New episode every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Are you hiring? Do you want to find the best candidates? Of course you do. Posting your job in one place is not going to do it. It's not the way it works. If you want to do it the right way, you use ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to all the top job sites, and you can put it on Facebook. You can put it on Twitter. You can do this with one click. And the nice thing about ZipRecruiter is you can find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post once, then watch all the candidates roll into a wonderfully easy-to-use interface that ZipRecruiter provides for you. No more useless emails. You don't have to worry about phone calls. You don't have to worry about interacting with the people you don't want to hire. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. When you've got that many people using it, you know it's got to be great. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. Remember the name if you work in the HR department or you are running your own small business. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And ladies and gentlemen, do it today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, September 12th, my anniversary, 2016. Rob Spiewat, take it away.
Happy anniversary. And, you know, it's funny when you think about there was a time that there wasn't a Metallica. It seems like they've been around a long time. And got pretzel there?
What?
Nothing.
Snack time.
Snack. And what's funny is that there are also kids that are hearing Metallica for the first time.
Yeah,
this sort of went viral over the weekend. These are kids. They look to be like maybe 6, 7 years old as a rule, hearing Metallica for the first time and reacting to what they hear.
I'm guessing this is like the Rolling Stones or something. I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm so confused.
I would totally buy this song. Like, it gets you in the zone.
I don't think this classified as music.
Can't understand what they're saying.
I have no idea what you are saying.
God, it won't stop.
It's hard to believe that people actually listen to that. It's just...
I didn't hear a single word that they said. Now I know how my dad thinks about Lil Wayne.
So now you know what her dad thinks about Lil Wayne, but it's generational,
the
isn't it?
We're not talking to right
good
there.
Stuff. I love those videos. Now
that's for Tim Sabian,
a guy.
He loved him. Oh, God, did he love him?
Hey,
oh,
don't forget, Mike. We're almost ready for Metallica.
Metallica.
All right. This is almost like a dream come true. This is a guy in Pennsylvania. He gets pulled over because the cop thinks his headlight isn't working. But what happens is the fog lights are keyed to his regular lights. So when he goes to high beams, the fog lights would go out. They were actually functioning. The cop was wrong. But even better than that, when he explains it to the cop has a headlight out. So not only is he right, but he catches the cop with a moving violation.
There's a written warning.
For which headlight, sir? Can you show me?
Oh, you turned on your light, sir?
What are you talking about?
Turned on your high beam.
My headlights seem to be operative, sir. My fog lights go off with the high beam, and then when I click on my low beams, my fog lights turn on with my low beams, as you can see.
Could you please?
Also, officer, I noticed that you actually have a headlight on your vehicle as well. Looks like your passenger side high beam is off.
The officer got away with a warning.
Did he let him off the hook?
The officer did let him off the hook, but the officer was real dickish about it. Obviously,
well, the guy's being
super dickish.
Too.
Yeah, he's got a camera nightstick coming.
Yeah,
but, I know.
I would never do that. I don't have the balls.
I would never say that.
No. If it's a warning, I'd accept it. I would accept it. But there's, you know, that's the world we live in now, especially when the camera's running.
Now, Mike, I think for the first time in the history of the contest, Miss America has a great DJ name this year.
Oh, really?
Miss America 2017 is Miss Arkansas, and her name is Savvy Shields.
Hey, fantastic.
Miss America 2017 receives a six-figure salary and expenses during her reign, an additional $50,000 scholarship, and an appearance agreement with Dick Clark Productions. And the new Miss America is Miss Arkansas. Savvy Shields.
Savvy Shields. Hey, everybody, it's Savvy Shields. Fantastic. Hey, everybody, Savvy Shields with you. How you doing? It's going to be a fantastic week. And don't forget your chance to pick up a Power Porsche. Hey, take a look at me in my swimsuit competition. This is Savvy Shields on the Savvy Shields get-together. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. Our Power Porsche is coming up in just minutes right here on the Savvy Shields Show on Power 105. So you want to jump out your trick bag. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I will do my best for charities.
Awesome.
Savvy.
Shabby.
Now you think, you think you've had a bad day. At least you're not Lisa Lorby of Philadelphia, who is walking on the streets this weekend, and out of the sky falls a 5-pound catfish
and hits her
in the face. Oh, God. Because an eagle had captured a catfish, but 5 pounds is a big catfish.
Oh, yeah.
And it's too much for the bird, so the bird drops it, and it hits Lisa Lorby.
Within a few seconds, I was slammed in the face with something. I think it might have been head, face, and neck, because I smelled so bad.
Hit her in the mouth?
Well, apparently, a bird had a fish in its beak or its feet and dropped it right on Lisa's head. And I immediately freaked out and fell to the ground. I was really upset, actually. I was pretty hysterical. I think that of all things to happen, like, it was like, traumatic at the time, but it's funny, and there's just so many worse things and so many bad things that happen. Like, I'm more likely to get struck by lightning than get hit by a fish falling from the sky.
You think that's the first time she smelled like fish?
Hey, right after Savvy Shields, it's the Lisa Lorby show.
I will do my best to get hit by a fish.
You're listening to Sean Hannity.
Oh, he is. Does he still do Booth for that?
Yeah, he still does Booth for Hannity. No, I heard it the other day. I'm sitting there listening to Hannity by accident, and I like to check out the enemy once in a while. And you hear, it's the Sean Hannity show. Scott Shannon doing Booth for that. God bless him. There you go.
I close with this. A lot of people know my good friend Brad. His son is now 10. It's my godson. Mm-hmm. And this was such a thrill for Brad. He posted a video of young Mickey singing the I Don't Care song, mm-hmm. the Kevin Meaney song.
Yep, I liked it.
Shared it to Kevin Meaney, and Kevin Meaney commented on it. Kevin Meaney said, that kid is going places. But this is a great moment in fatherhood with my buddy Brad and my godson Mitchell.
Hey, Mitchell.
What?
Your jokes aren't going over.
I don't care.
That kid's going to be a terror when he hits his teen years. But congratulations, Mitchell Midnight. And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS, and please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. And to my bride, let me say, happy anniversary, baby.
Aww,
I hope you enjoyed the poem, even with the silly Jackie Gleason music. Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana before I sneeze. Mike O'Mara saying bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.